There are many components to a community, including, if you're lucky, your local public library. This is Lisa Berry, and in our community, we are lucky to have several. So that's why we bring you Beyond Books here on 89.1 WEMU to talk about all the local libraries and what they offer, other than just a place to read and check out books. Our community partner for the segment is the Ann Arbor District Library. So joining us now is Rich Reddy, Communications and Marketing Manager, and Library Director Josie Parker. Hello to both of you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
In addition to all the resources and activities you provide at the Ann Arbor District Library, it's also just a place to hang out in any kind of weather.
Through rain and snow and sleet and heat wave, the ADL is there for you.
Tell us what that means.
The Ann Arbor District Library, over the past two decades, has established a value and an ethic about being open, regardless of weather, with two exceptions. We close the library when a blizzard is announced or when there's an ice storm. Otherwise, we're open. And we stay open because people need to be there. And our being open gives people that space. We don't have, in the public library, there's no compelling a person to come to the library. It's a choice they make.
Right.
So if a person needs to be there, we want them to be able to be there. Most people talk about it in terms of winter. They're so surprised when they realize the library stays open during what we call a polar vortex. We don't close. We have two branches affected by very frequent power outages. And so in the summertime, when it's super hot and people suddenly have no air conditioning, that can be a very dangerous condition for vulnerable people.
Right.
And it's also hard on a family. We're putting in generators at all those locations this year so that when the power goes down in those neighborhoods, we're there with electricity and with air conditioning and heating, whatever is required, so that folks can be at the library.
You mentioned vulnerable people, and I think there's a snowstorm or a heat wave.
That's right.
And the city does have heating and cooling stations, but what about the homeless? What about people who have nowhere to go? Are they free to come to the library and take advantage of you being open?
The library doesn't discriminate. So any person can be in the public library at any time for as long as they want to be in the public library, as long as they conduct themselves in a way that does not disrupt services of the library. And it's a myth or an urban legend or whatever we want to call it to say that those persons who do disrupt service are homeless. It's rarely the homeless who do that.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, everybody's welcome. You see things happen in the public library during a major weather event, and usually the one I'm thinking about is when it's super cold. When you have a family come in because they don't have heat at home, and they're at the public library with their children, and they're sitting on the floor because they have to because there's so many people in the library, that's where they have to sit, and they're having a meal, a snack, whatever they brought with them that they can sit with their children and have, and there's this person nearby who's obviously on their own, who's there, and you see the family reach out and bring this person in to this meal. This happens because the public library is open. It's not something the library can orchestrate. It's not something we can mandate. This is about people in a condition reaching out to their neighbors. And if the public library can make that possible, why wouldn't we?
Day in and day out, we have a lot of regulars who come, and they choose to spend their day at the library. Some of that is routine, to sit, read a book, just be in a quiet space, use the internet, charge a phone, meet with other people. And
they're housed, and they're fed, and they either have jobs or retired. Mm. It is not about the homeless. Most of the people who use the public library are housed and fed and have an income. It's a place to be that's safe and comfortable, and there's a community aspect to it, whether you want to interact with someone or not. You don't have to if you don't want to.
Parents, too. So you've got school out around the holidays. We purposefully program more craft events, more events for kids and parents, so that you got somewhere to go because you're in the house, you're cooped up, you want to go somewhere, have a distraction, work that into your routine. So you'll stop by one of the five locations. We've got craft events going on. You can swing by there, have a little break, stimulate the kids' minds, and then continue with your day. And again, to Josie's point, trying to stay open as much as possible to allow people to use all those.
And you resources. Already had a test run because we already had schools closed one day this year.
We were open.
We had one this sort of winter, and then You might remember way back at the beginning of 2019, there was that really bad cold snap that closed everything except for us. And we were open. U of M was closed. The city was locked down. And we had a lot of people come through all five locations, not just downtown, who have a chance to use the library, the resources, the community, the power, the warmth, everything. And we're there.
I think the important part of this is that you're encouraging people to come. I think some more cynical people might think, oh, no, they're taking advantage of us, or we don't want to be overcrowded, or we don't want to deal with this. But I'm getting a wide open armed welcoming feeling from Ann Arbor District Library.
That's exactly
Please take advantage of us.
I mean, you paid in advance for the library. So here it is.
And you do have a lot of events coming up. Can we run over some of those? Of course, I go right to the one about desserts.
Right. So that's rightly so. It's
dessert
first. It's a good one.
Yeah.
So not only is it about desserts, but it's got a little history there. So it tickles multiple parts of your mind. It's Desserts by Decade. It's a series that has continued for the last few months at the library. We are into the fabulous 1950s.
With Keegan Rogers.
With Keegan Rogers. So Chef Keegan Rogers of the Lake House Bakery in Chelsea, he is the food side. And then Patty Smith, who's local historian, author, handles some of the local historical side. So Desserts by Decade, fabulous 1950s. It's December 16th. That's the next one of those.
Have we gotten to Jell-O yet? What decade is it from?
I think it's a lot, right? 30s, 40s, 50s. Right, yes. I'm not sure when Jell-O falls off.
Okay. And then you have something interesting coming up, the Tiny Expo Indie Art and Craft Fair.
It's about 40-ish vendors
who
come downtown to the library offering handmade wares, so you shop local for all the people you love. Plus, there are make and takes in the basement in the secret lab that you can come do some crafts of your own. I know, Josie, we just talked before.
I love it. I go every year and buy my holiday gifts at the Tiny Expo.
What kind of things are you getting?
Well, one of my family members loves small, interesting colored purses. And there's a leather maker who comes every year with these very interesting purses. Another person in my family is a dog person. And there's so many things now around dogs and pets. And so I can do that. Also, handmade books, journals with beautiful bindings. And then jewelry. You name it.
You had me on all of those.
So and that's
December 14th.
December 14th at the Downtown Library.
Downtown Library. We'll put a link on our webpage as well. And then something about Whoppers.
Yeah, so it's not the Whopper that you're thinking. Whopper is the Washtenaw Area Pickup Robotics High School Robotics Competition. So there's FIRST Robotics is a thing that exists internationally. There are area high schools building robots that compete every year to do something different, some sort of game or some sort of activity sport. Well, we've got Whopper. It's sort of the preseason of that. And it's December 8th at the U of M Sports Coliseum, noon to 6. And they are robots playing volleyball.
In the library?
This is at the Sports Coliseum.
Oh, that's right.
Last year,
it was in the library.
Yes.
And it was amazing, but it's not a lot of room and a lot of noise.
Okay.
So we've moved it to the Sports Coliseum this year, and it'll be 2-on-2 robot volleyball with area high schools competing with their robots to see who will come away as the champion leading into their season in 2020, the actual FIRST Robotics.
So much going on. That's why we bring you Beyond Books here on WEMU. Rich Reddy, Josie Parker of the Ann Arbor District Library. Thank you so much for joining us for this edition of Beyond Books here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.